I warned you that not just in America, but around the world, politicians are looking to one another to try new things to take away your rights. And if you think they're not all looking at each other, you're stupid. Because American politicians are looking at other countries. And other countries are looking at American politicians when it comes to the pandemic. They've been doing this since day one. Remember when people started criticizing Donald Trump for shutting down air travel from Asia where COVID was coming from, and people said that was racist? Remember when countries then started closing their borders, and other countries like us too? Remember when we had that scare with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and all of a sudden all these countries just jumped on that bandwagon, not looking at any data before they did it? There's a trend here. Now, we're seeing the trend happen not just in America, but around the world. And we are seeing this happen. And I'm telling you now, wake up, America, and start fighting back. Because what we are now seeing happen, not just in America, but around the country, is these two classes of citizens. And those two classes of citizens are not based on if you're black or white. It's not based on if you're fat or skinny. It's not based on if you're rich or poor. What we are witnessing before our very eyes in this country and around the world is we are creating two classes of citizens based on vaccination status. You don't believe me? New Zealand Prime Minister now admits she does, in fact, want to create two classes of citizens based on vaccination status. She admitted in an interview this is exactly what she wants. During an interview with the NZ Herald, a reporter asked the New Zealand Prime Minister Ardern if her goal is to create two classes of citizens with New Zealand's traffic light system. That's how they're dealing with COVID, with a, quote, traffic light system, which she unveiled Friday morning. So you've basically said, you probably don't see it like this, but two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you have all these rights if you are vaccinated. If you are vaccinated. The Herald deputy political editor Derek Cheng asked New Zealand's Prime Minister. Her response: pretty much, yes. Now, let me explain to you the new system they're doing, and you're going to see this system, I'm telling you, pop up somewhere in America. Under New Zealand's new traffic light system, the government said it will end lockdowns only when 90% of the, quote, eligible population is vaccinated against the coronavirus. So they're going to take your life away, and you are going to be under lockdown until 90% of the eligible population in that area is vaccinated. Now, the question you have to ask yourself now is, what is the real definition of vaccinated? Right? What is the real definition of vaccinated? Can anyone explain that to me? Anybody want to tell me what the real definition of vaccinated is? No one knows, right? It used to be two shots. Now it's booster shot included. How many booster shots? Indefinitely? Is it three booster shots? Is it five booster shots? Do I have to always have a booster shot to, quote, be fully vaccinated and be able to participate in life and have my freedoms? I'm just asking for, I don't know, hundreds of millions of people in America that are asking the same question. Right? Because right now, I'm vaccinated. Right now, I am vaccinated, fully vaccinated. Made a personal decision, not advocating for any of you getting it either. Want to make that clear. Based on the fact that my father got COVID before there was a vaccine and almost died. Have the same DNA, talked to my doctors, made the decision was best for me, which is exactly how this should go. Not trying to mandate it on anybody else. But my question is, do I lose my vaccine status, right? So that I can't do a whole bunch of things and I, quote, lose my rights if I'm not booster vaccinated, because I'm telling you it's coming, you better be ready for it. Booster vaccinations are going to be the new standard of vaccinated, fully vaccinated. You can lose your vaccination status if you don't get that booster. That's where we're going with this. Back to New Zealand's prime minister. Under the new traffic light system, the government said we will only end those lockdowns when 90%. So now we're publicly shaming people. I'm tired of being locked down. You better go get your vaccine, right? We're creating two classes of citizens now. With vaccine certificates at red, orange, and green, businesses will be able to continue to open and operate. You don't like it? Go yell at your fellow citizen, your fellow man. It should all be making a lot of sense to everybody now. The game plan should be very clear now. Whether it's in New Zealand and the prime minister there saying we are going to hold you in a lockdown until 90% of the eligible population is vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus, or in America where we see Democrats doing the exact same thing. They're trying to turn this country into two different sets of citizens. This is a new type of class warfare. It's the not rich against the poor, the whites against the blacks. It's no. This is the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And if you refuse to get vaccinated, you're trying to kill all of us, and we're going to treat you that way. You're going to lose your rights. Let me tell you about New Zealand and the warning there. This is no different than what they did in California, New York, New Jersey, and other places earlier this year. They're giving out certificates now. Certificates that have to be implemented by the government that you actually have to pay for. You have to have a certificate to open during the pandemic in a place of worship, events, gyms, and hospitality venues. Quote, they will be able to operate without limits or restrictions under green or orange. Stoplight system, New Zealand, coming to a city near you. There will be some restrictions under red, the report states. Venues that opt out of these certificates will be subject to, quote, heavy restrictions. So if you think you can say no to this, sorry, tough luck, doesn't matter. The government will come in and we will beat you to death with government regulations and red tape. Sounds very close to what we're doing right now in this country, doesn't it? You don't do what we tell you to do and the business will lock you down. We'll shut you up. We'll silence you. We'll close down your church. We'll close down your business. The report continued. Under green level, these restrictions will be hospitality. This is under green, folks. This is under go. Now, again, I want to let me clarify so that you understand. The system that they've just implemented in New Zealand, which we are going to witness the same type of system rolled out here in this country, because they're going to look at this and there's going to be a bunch of commies, a bunch of tyrants are going to go, I like this. Because they're all looking at one another and learning from one another. These dictators are learning from other dictators. The tyrants are learning from other tyrants. The socialists are learning from other socialists. And what New Zealand has said is we will hold the entire country hostage and suffocate it until 90% of all eligible people that are eligible to be vaccinated are vaccinated. And under green, okay, this is the best case scenario of what they're going to allow you to do under the best case scenario in New Zealand until you submit to the government and get vaccinated. In other words, we can't force you to get vaccinated, but we can make life hell for you and make it where you can't make a living. And we'll divide the country. Because there's going to be people that are going to be so angry that you won't get the vaccine, they're going to start to publicly shame you, shun you, maybe even worse. We don't know. So let me tell you what green is. This is the best it can get in New Zealand until 90% of the country is vaccinated. Hospitality, only up to 100 people. That is based on 1 meter of physical distancing, okay? 1 meter in physical distancing. Now you may be saying, okay, well, what is 1 meter? Great question. In feet, it's 3.28 feet. So a little over 3 feet apart, just so you know. So best case, you can have up to 100 people. Then you got to stay 3.2 feet away from one another, seated and separated. Gatherings, for example, weddings, church, up to 100 people only, also based on the 3.2 feet of physical distancing. Events indoor and outdoor, only up to 100 people, based on 3.2 feet of physical distancing, seated and separated. Close contact businesses, you must have face covering for the staff. Again, 1 meter distancing, 3.2 feet between customers. Gyms, only up to 100 people, based on, again, 1 meter of physical distancing. Now, that is the best case scenario. That is your life indefinitely in New Zealand until 90% of the population is eligible to be vaccinated, gets vaccinated. And until the 90% gets there, okay, until 90% get there, game over. Right? Until 90% get there. 90%. That is your life indefinitely. Who can survive under that? Because think about it. If you're a business owner, at some point, you're going to become so irritated that they are trying to break your spirit and break your will, which is exactly what the Biden regime is trying to do right now. They're trying to just break you, where you will at some point just say, screw it, and you'll look at your fellow man and you'll say, I am sick and tired of living my life this way. Go get the damn vaccine. This is the divide the country two class of citizens, folks. That is what this is. And if you think that being double vaccinated is going to be enough, it's not. I keep trying to warn you about that, folks. Double vaccinated doesn't mean jack crap anymore. You're going to have to get a booster to keep your status, to get it, to stay in good status with the Democrats in this country. Right? You're going to have to stay in good status with them. There's going to be governments that are going to say you have to stay in good status. You know, by the way, we've arrested people in this country for faking their vaccine passports, right? Which we don't have in this country, of course, if you talk to the liberals. We don't have a vaccine passport. What the hell do you think my vaccination card is? It is a vaccine passport, folks. I can't go to a basketball game without it. I can't go to a college basketball game or an NBA game without it. I can't go to many theaters or other events without it. It's purposely trying to turn us into two classes of citizens. Did you know that if you have a family member that's playing in the NBA right now and you're not vaccinated, you can't go see them play even if you're their husband or wife? I guess I should only say. No, I guess husband or wife works, right? We got to be woke. If your son's playing in the NBA right now and you're not vaccinated, even for a medical reason, doesn't matter. You can't go into the venues and see your kid play. We have separated people into the have and the have-nots. We have separated people into two different classes of citizens because this is logically what the Democrats want to do, and it's mind-blowing. This is no different than having to go to the back of the bus. This is no different than having two different Americas, one for one group, one for another. Right, you would think that we would have learned our lesson, by the way, on this one. You would have thought that people would have said, this is not the way to go. Right? This is not what we want to do. This is not how we should be doing it. This is a bad idea. You would think that is what would be said. Nope. Media loves it. Everybody get on board. We are going to turn this country into two different sets of people. We are going to turn it into the haves, and we are going to turn it into the have-nots. And we are going to crush those that refuse to get vaccinated, and we are going to force you to into submission, and we're going to make you understand. We're going to make you understand it. And if you don't get on board, we will destroy your business and we will turn society against you. Welcome to America, freest country in the world. Joke's on you. This is what happens under the Biden regime. There's a medical aspect of this conversation that also has to be brought up when it comes to forcing people to get vaccines. There are now doctors that are coming out. I'm going to play this for you because I think it's important. I want you to hear this. There are doctors that are now talking about natural immunity and how important it is to understand it, but also that there's a greater risk from vaccine complications the more vaccines you get, right? Like the more booster shots you get. Now, this was part of a conversation that was being that was taking place on Fox News Channel, and I want you to hear this. Listen very carefully to the question that's being asked of this doctor and his response.
Dr. McCary, I don't know what your agreements or disagreements might be with, for example, Dr. Robert Malone, but I know that he was saying recently that there's a cumulative effect to vaccination. So in other words, if a child is forced to get a COVID vaccine every 6 months, the risk of myocarditis goes up exponentially with each new shot. And we would have to factor that in against the risk that COVID actually threatens children with.
That's right. Your body is sensitized with every exposure, either to the vaccine or an exposure to the virus itself. So again, when we ignore natural immunity, which our public health officials are continuing to do, then we're ignoring the fact that when you vaccinate people who already have been sensitized from the exposure to the virus, they're at greater risk of these complications like myocarditis.
Yeah, that might be important, right? That's right. Your body is sensitized with every exposure, either the vaccine or the virus itself. When you ignore natural immunity, which our public health officials are continuing to do, then they are ignoring the fact that when you vaccinate people, you already have been advertised from the exposure of the virus and greater risk of. Goes back to what I was saying about two different groups of people, right? Are we really wanting to have and have nots, vaccinated and unvaccinated, separate people and force people into submission? Because it does seem that that's where we're going, folks. It really does seem like that's the path that we are on, and that they are excited about this path, that this path is a path that they want to take place. This is a path they're hoping continues moving forward, that this is a path where we will finally get people to a point where they are going to be forced at all costs. They are going to be forced at all costs to shut up, sit down, and play along. And if you don't do it, we will destroy you. That doctor and what you just heard there is a really important point. Listen again, because this is the stuff that, and again, this is a doctor saying this, okay? So a doctor, in my opinion, a doctor, a well-known doctor saying this, should at least be listened to. Now, am I saying he knows everything? I'm saying you should be listened to as much as we're listening to Dr. Fauci at the bare minimum.
Dr. McCary, I don't know what your agreements or disagreements might be with, for example, Dr. Robert Malone, but I know that he was saying recently that there's a cumulative effect to vaccination. So in other words, if a child is forced to get a COVID vaccine every 6 months, the risk of myocarditis goes up exponentially with each new shot. And we would have to factor that in against the risk that COVID actually threatens children with.
That's right. Your body is sensitized with every exposure, either to the vaccine or an exposure to the virus itself. So, again, when we ignore natural immunity, which our public health officials are continuing to do, then we're ignoring the fact that when you vaccinate people who already have been sensitized from the exposure to the virus, they're at greater risk of these complications like myocarditis.
Kind of important, kind of a big deal. Everybody should probably like have a conversation about this. Nope. You can't talk about this, Ben. You put that up on social media nowadays, we'll ban you. We'll ban you from the whole conversation. Let's go back to New Zealand for just a moment here. Let's go back to what I said and bring this all home. So you're going to be held hostage in New Zealand until 90% of the people get vaccinated. Once 90% of the population that's allowed to get vaccinated have been vaccinated, this would also include children. Forgot to kind of explain that to you. This includes children, folks. Children. So we all know that the Biden regime has come out this past week and they're excited to tell you. They are fired up to let you know that they have secured enough vaccines for every child ages 5 to 11, 5 to 12, whatever it was. They're 5 to 11. They're excited. They've got enough for every one of them. They're going to put this together, and it's going to work. They're going to put it together, and they're going to say, all right, well, you guys want freedom. You better start giving it to your kids. That's exactly what they're doing in New Zealand now without saying it. Because when they say, when they put things in there the way that I just described it, right, the way that it was just said, when they put it in there and they say it that way, that everybody that's at, we have to have 90% of everyone who's eligible. Well, if children become eligible, which we already know they will become eligible. So if children become eligible, then that means that 90% of parents are going to be forced to get their kid the jab, or they're going to be treated like they are leopards in society. They'll be treated that way at schools. They'll be treated that way in sports. They'll be treated that way in extracurricular activities. They'll be treated that way everywhere. You think your kid's going to have a fun and happy life? There's going to be the birthday parties where only those that are vaccinated will be able to go to, and those that are not won't be. And it won't be because parents are making that rule. It'll be because where the birthday party is being held is going to make that rule, because they're going to want to play with the government. And the government has said vaccine mandates are a mandate. Look at these airlines. Look at these walkouts this past week. Major companies having major walkouts. You think any of them care? No, because they know they're going to come back to work tomorrow. They'll eventually beat you into submission. That's their mentality. The mentality is, hey, who cares if GE walks out for a day? Right? Who cares if Toyota walks out, a plant walks out for a day, or Caterpillar, or wherever? I'm throwing out generic names now, right? Does it matter if they walk out for one afternoon to make a point? That's fine. We know you'll be back tomorrow. And eventually we'll put you into submission. And we've already seen it. There's been some brave people that have quit their jobs over the vaccine. And there's already people slandering them. Oh, they're stupid. I don't feel sorry for them. They don't deserve to get any help from the government. They don't deserve to get any help from the government in any way at all. Better not give them any money. Don't give them unemployment benefits. In fact, don't give them anything. If they're homeless, we don't care. If our vaccine mandates make it where you're homeless and you live down by the river, we don't care. If you got to live in your car, you should have gotten the vaccine. That's on you. We've already lost compassion for medical freedom, freedom of choice in this country. But New Zealand's doing the same thing that America's doing, city by city, state by state, town by town. We're going to continue to make you wear a mask. My hometown, still mask mandate. Still, you want to know why? Because they want to remind you they're in charge. Are the masks needed at this point? No, we've seen a huge drop in the numbers in my hometown. But you're still going to wear that damn mask. Because we're not done telling you what you have to do. And they know the vaccine mandates are coming. They're going to figure out how to do it. That's their whole goal. That's the whole ball game for them. It's not even their whole goal. It's a whole ball game. It is the whole ball game. They are controlling our schools. They are controlling our businesses. They are controlling our wardrobes. They are controlling who we can eat with. They're controlling how far we must stand apart from one another. They are controlling how we travel, when we can travel, where we can travel. They are controlling who can and can't go to a football game, a basketball game, a baseball game. They are controlling your kids' extracurricular activities. They are controlling what meetings you can and can't go to. They're controlling the quality of your child's education, holding them hostage with their COVID mandates and distant learning. They're controlling your job and your livelihood if you can provide for your family. They are even controlling in some places who does and who does not get life-saving medical care, including transplant surgeries, if you are or are not vaccinated. And all of that, for every one of you out there that's says, well, I don't give a crap because I'm vaccinated. Right? I don't care because I've got the vaccine. You will lose that status. That status will disappear when it comes time for you to get your booster shot. They will not take into account, even if you've had COVID, double vaccinated. I want you to think about what it means to be fully vaccinated now. You can, and this is, I'm not making this up. This is, go talk to doctors. Listen to the White House. Listen to Fauci. Listen to CDC, the NIH. The list goes on and on. If I'm double vaccinated and I get COVID, Delta variant, and I've got antibodies from that, you think they consider me fully vaccinated if I miss my booster shot? They will not. Because getting COVID, and I know people that have gotten COVID double vaccinated. Good news is the majority of them have had virtually no issues at all. No problems at all. And that's a great thing. Because they got the vaccine. They had very mild symptoms. But should you lose your vaccination status in that scenario? I would argue no. I would say definitely not. You will. If I got COVID last week and I try to use that as a, hey, I just got COVID, I don't need the vaccine or I don't need the booster, you think that's going to fly? No. Let me just remind you one other thing about Fauci, this guy you're supposed to trust with your life. This is the same guy that lied to you about gain of function research. The NIH threw him under the bus and said he lied. Well, it didn't say lie. They just said we did give the money to the people that gave it to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yes, they were doing gain of function research with your tax dollars. But there's a new report out, and this is the guy you're supposed to trust with your kid's life with vaccines. We now have been told that Fauci's NIH division partially funded insects eating beagle puppies and dogs alive. There are new reports out that Dr. Fauci's division of the National Institute of Health partially funded an experiment of insects eating beagle puppies alive. It has sparked bipartisan outrage on Capitol Hill. Responding to a report from the nonprofit organization White Coat Waste Project, both Democrats and Republicans have now signed a letter this week demanding to know why the NIH experiment transpired in North Africa laboratory, Tunisia, where as many as 44 beagle puppies endured what Representative Nancy Mace, South Carolina congresswoman, referred to as cruel and reprehensible misuse of taxpayers' funds. To eliminate incessant barking because they're being eaten alive, the beagle puppies had their vocal cords removed, we've also been told. Quote, our investigation shows that Dr. Fauci's NIH division shipped part of the $375,800 grant to a lab in Tunisia to drug beagles and lock their heads in mesh cages filled with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive. They also locked beagles alone in cages in the desert overnight for 9 consecutive nights to use them as bait to attract infectious sand flies as well. The White Coat Waste Project claims the U.S. Food and Drug Administration does not require drugs to be tested on dogs. You have Democrats and Republicans that have signed the letter. We're talking like crazy leftists like Steve Cohen. That's the guy whose most famous thing he's ever done is eating a bucket of greasy KFC chicken in Congress. Remember that guy? He even signed the letter. Ted Lieu, Democrat, California. Brian Mask, Republican, Florida. Scott Perry, Republican, Pennsylvania. This is as bipartisan as it gets. Neither Dr. Fauci nor the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has responded to the White Coats Waste Project report. So let me get this straight. Dr. Fauci is on TV every day, can make it through a whole Sunday of the Sunday shows, and no one had the guts, the cojones, to actually ask him about him having beagles eaten alive with American tax dollars. And this is the same guy I'm supposed to trust with my vaccine status? Really? Really? This is the same guy that I'm supposed to trust with my kids? Getting a vaccine? Oh, trust me, it's fine. Just get the vaccine. You've got nothing to worry about. This is the guy I'm supposed to trust. Really? 1-800-474-9732. 1-800-474-9732. All of what I've told you tonight, by the way, is in our podcast. So if you missed it or you want to share some of it with your family and friends, make sure you tell them about our podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. It is free. Make sure you download it each and every day. Hit that auto download or subscribe button. It doesn't cost you a dime. It is free.